And here again with It Says in the Papers is Valerie Cox.
What kind of democracy is Ireland turning into when our president is heckled, harangued and insulted for just doing his job? That's Catherine Halloran writing in the Irish Daily Star. And she says there are some TDs in Leinster House who are closely associated with the water protesters. One, Paul Murphy, believes the president is a legitimate target for protesters. For a well-educated man, that is an incredible and crass statement to make, says Halloran. Yes, the anti-austerity TD, Paul Murphy, has been condemned from across the political spectrum for insisting the president is a legitimate target for protest, writes Sean Connolly in the lead for the Irish Examiner. I voted for Michael D. Water protesters' ludicrous excuse, says the Irish Daily Mail. Senan Maloney, reporting that protester Derek Byrne admitted he voted for Mr Higgins to be president in 2011. And Derek Byrne also appears on the front of the Herald, under the headline, I'm not afraid of jail. And verbal abuse is the subject of a piece in the Irish Daily Mirror, where Cathal McMahon reports that children at St Bridget's National School in Drogheda, County Louth, have been handed an official letter stating that parents are driving carelessly and parking in a dangerous manner in bus lanes and on footpaths, and it went on to claim that the traffic warden had been subjected to horrific abuse. Germany should accept that making payments to poorer Eurozone countries is in its own interests. That's according to the Governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, in an interview with Arthur Beasley in the Irish Times. Carney said that currency unions need risk sharing across all constituent parts of the currency union. Mortgage income cap will lock couples out of the market is the Irish Independent's lead. Typical working couples will be approved for €100,000 less in mortgage borrowings under new central bank rules, says Charlie Weston. And The Independent has an eight-page pull-out section on the new lending rules. Oh Lord, deliver us from our national obsession with house prices. But not just yet, says Martina Devlin. For better or worse, and for all sorts of reasons, Cromwellian dispossession, the famine, and our colonial past have all been cited as contributors to our genetic love for the keys to our own front doors, writes Philip Nolan in the Mail. We are wedded to the idea of ownership rather than renting. But according to the Farmer's Journal, which appears today, there is a surge in demand for rented land. Lorcan Allen reporting that auctioneers around the country are reporting strong increases in demand and competition between farmers for land available to rent either by conacre or long-term lease. And turning to the other side of housing, Kitty Holland in The Times reports that families are facing difficulties in getting emergency housing. She meets one young mother, Louise, who had to split her three children up this week after losing her private rental accommodation. Last night, the family was reunited, staying in a hotel paid for by Focus Ireland. All I want is for us to be valued like human beings, not being pushed around like pieces of dirt, Louise told Holland. At this stage, I'm not even asking for a home, just a roof over our heads. To Aer Lingus now, and there's plenty to play for before we sell the family airline, says Gerry Byrne in The Independent. If the sale to IAG goes ahead, it may have a big impact on Irish access to the wider world. The Star leads with a continuing trial of Graham Dwyer, and The Mirror and The Irish Sun both lead with a shooting of a Limerick Garda who was on holiday in New Orleans. In other stories, The Sun and The Herald report that a woman whose daughter has spina bifida has slammed the HSE's refusal to give the family a medical card as disgraceful. Elaine Keogh reports that the seven-year-old, Sophie Biggins, who also has hydrocephalus, has been refused a medical card on three occasions. And finally, Deglan de Bredoun writes his final column in The Sun this morning. Slán a Gaoibh go léir. Goodbye to each and every one of you, he writes. Or, as film star Humphrey Bogart might have put it, we'll always have Leinster House.
Valerie Cox.